This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, this is Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is 1st Avenue and 11th Street. On the east side of New York City, that's Manhattan for the people who are in a different country. This masjid, not the building, but the masjid, was established about 35 years ago. This is called Masjid Medina. One of the most well-known masjids, mashallah, here in New York City. Okay, this is better, right here?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so for 35 years, they have maintained the legacy of five prayers a day, you know, Jummah to Jummah, and to the Eids and the Ramadans, and servicing the Muslims and providing them with inspiration and guidance based upon the Quran and the Sunnah. And it's typical on a Friday, they might have two Jummahs. It's typical for them to have 500 or 600 people each congregation, which is a great legacy for 35 years. And may Allah bless all of those people who were the pioneers in establishing this masjid. And I ask Allah to give me the benefit of their lives and what they contributed, being a colleague of that era. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about the reason why I'm in New York City right now. I'm in New York City right now for the purpose of meeting and greeting Muslims and non-Muslims and talking about the sentiment of September 11th. And, you know, we're not going to talk about September 11th, because this is 20 years later. We're going to talk about the sentiment. And in addition to talking about that sentiment, we're going to walk a little bit. Yeah, and in addition to talking about that, mentioning that sentiment, we want to talk also about the issues of social responsibility as it applies to the Muslims. And, you know, I want to point out a couple of little things. One is that there are 1 million Muslims in this city. 1 million, that's what Bloomberg says, a reliable, you know, like media source. They say there's 1 million Muslims in this city. So with 1 million Muslims in this city, let's put this within context, that those Muslims should have a reasonable amount of leverage, clarity, leadership, combination of resources, but unfortunately we don't. We have over 400 masajids, close to 400 masajids. Islamic centers, schools in this city. But unfortunately, our influence, our presence is not much appreciated or well understood because this resource that we have has not been brought together. And from a religious point of view, it might be difficult to bring it together. You know, persuasions and schools and madhabs and leaders and countries and cultures and so forth. But it's okay. New York. But at the same token, through business and technology, there's a way that we can have some type of reasonable solidarity, a coalition to provide services and a higher quality of life for not just for Muslims, but for our neighbors and our family members, other New Yorkers, and for that matter, for the people in this country who need to have that kind of understanding and appreciation of what it is to be a Muslim and what actually is the Islamic belief. So we're here to discuss the premises of a purpose community coalition. But on the way, we're discussing the sentiments of 9/11. On the way, we're discussing the responsibility of the Muslims. And on the way, we're meeting and greeting with people and hearing what they have to say and their impressions. And it's about each one, teach one, and giving something back and forward and having something to give back to this country who gave to us so much. And there's a group of brothers here for a minute. You don't mind? I think it'd be good for me to interact with these brothers. Good. Because you're going to cut that later on anyway, right? I keep going. You from Bengal, right?
Yes,
you read English too?
No.
You don't read English, bro? You don't read English, bro? Take it. You can read it. scan it. You don't even have to ask. Just scan it. Assalamu alaikum. How you brothers doing? Good. How you brothers doing? My West African brothers. Huh? Right? Echoes. Assalamu alaikum. How you feel? Brothers, look. Oh, Medina, deli shop. So this shop here belongs to one of the brothers over there? I'm sorry, how you feel, brother? You all right?
Good.
Just a moment. Go ahead. Let's do that. Just meet me on, meet me down at World Trade Center, 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And you don't have to do no talking. Just be there. Just make dua. I'm just going to be making a statement on behalf of myself, my family, Islam, the Muslims of this city, Muslims of the country. Make sure the people who down there understand that we didn't have nothing to do with what happened 20 years ago. Next thing is that we here to give something back to the country that give to us something. That's what all I'm talking about. Whoever like to be there, be there. If you can't be there, I'll be online. You know what I mean? If you can't be online, I'll be there. You know what I mean? Here you go, my brother. Take one. Bismillah. Okay, take one, my brother. And everybody got one?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. So my friends call me Sky. Some people say Sheikh Khaled Yassin, but you know, but my friends, it's like too long. Say Sheikh Khaled Yassin, say Sky. So my kids' granddaughter, they call me Sky. And that's okay, you know, because sometimes people, when you say Sheikh Khaled, people get all messed up, you know what I'm saying? But if you just look up at the sky, you know, everybody, you know, we all benefit from that. So brothers, look, I know y'all brothers is getting money. One thing I know about the African brothers, wherever they at, they be getting money. Other people don't, but they be getting money. So just join us. I'm not asking for no money. Just join us. And you ain't going to miss no money, because if there's people going to be gathered, they're going to want to eat, right? If they want to eat, I'll give them your number, or DoorDash, or however y'all Uber Eat, or whatever it is. So we keep our money flowing, but at the same token, we support, because I don't know how many Africans or Asians or Arabs or Muslims in this city that's willing to go down to World Trade Center dressed like Obama with a red beard and give a message to the country. I don't know who can do that, but I can. So if y'all can show up, that would be beautiful, because at the end of the day, a general, he ain't got no army, he ain't gonna be well respected because he got on a uniform, right? Police, he trying to bring order and enforcement in the area where he don't get no backup. After a while, he ain't gonna, you know, it's not good, right? So I appreciate y'all, brothers, man, because if you name me a country where you from, I've been there. You know, because that's where my roots live, West Africa. I got a wife from East Africa, Somalia, and what's the other one? Ethiopia. So I took care of East Africa that way. But my people, we from West Africa, Ecowas. And so I thank y'all, brothers. God bless you, man. Y'all can't come, make dua, go online. Scan that QR code there. So you can just go right online and be right there. And may Allah bless y'all. Just make dua for the OG. You know the OG? Huh? You know the OG, right? Make dua for the OG. And try to be with me on Saturday. Okay?
Thank you, man.
Hey, can you, listen. Y'all want to take a picture together? But one of y'all might get rich, and then I'm going to say, hey, that's the one. He was right there. Come on, let's take a picture. Right, come on. Y'all ain't no police looking for y'all, right?
Yeah.
Hey, any of y'all being wanted or something like that? I don't want to get you trapped off. Okay? Me? I'm going to... Hey, they've been looking for me since I was in the cradle. You know, when I was in the cradle, they was looking for me. So I ain't worried no more. they, you know what I'm saying? Like Musa, they slam, right?
Yeah.
They was looking for him when he was where?
Yeah.
In the cradle.
Yeah, let's take a picture.
With my West African brothers. Hey, that's my grandson.
Oh, wow.
He Muslim. So I say something
like that. Yeah.
Okay. What's your name, Akhi?
Muhammad.
It's Muhammad. Hadi. MashaAllah. And what's your name, Akhi?
Salifu.
Huh?
Salifu.
Salifu. MashaAllah.
Adam.
MashaAllah. What's your name, brother?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. See, two Muhammads. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah.
MashaAllah.
And who is this brother? Akhi, what's your name, Akhi? Another Muhammad. Look at that. Abdul Rahman. One of the best names. They say, Ismu Abdul. They say, what's his name back there? Akhi, what's your name? Ismail. So I just need left another Ismail back over there.
Ismail is over there.
There he is, over there. Go ahead. May Allah bless Akhi, mashallah. You know what? Akhi, hey, where's my, oh yeah, Akhi. These brothers, is going to buy lunch for us. I already know that. Come on. You catching it from the side? Yeah, may Allah bless you. Y'all get it? Y'all try to show up on Saturday. Next, Times Square. World Trade Center at 10. Times Square at 12. 125th Street Apollo Theater at 2. Then after that, we're going to Yankee Stadium. Up that way, Grand Concourse, then go over that way. Yeah. Then we go on Brooklyn Bridge. Then we go on Barclay Center. You know Barclay Center?
Yeah.
Downtown Brooklyn? Yeah. We're going to be there at 6 o'clock. That's where it's going to jump off at. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all come down, we'll be beautiful. Muhammad, right? Yeah. Good. Hey, is this food good? Is halal?
Yeah,
okay, good. Akhi, you want to go get some food now? Good. May Allah bless you, brother. Stand the thing, man. Y'all come down there.
No problem.
You know, if you're doing business, come down there and we do business. Because it ain't just about no lecture. It's about walking, talking, meeting, greeting, exchanging. You're talking about business and how you feel, where you work at, what you're selling. That's what we're doing. That's what the message got to be. Brotherhood, leadership, community, empowerment. Get money, you know, and get control. You can't be just talking about praying and going back home. Home is where you are. Right or wrong? Once you get to America, that's what I tell people, this is what America do that no other country do. When people get here, they be thinking back home, right? But after about 3 years, what they thinking about? Right here. That's America.
I want to fight
that. Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see what I'm telling you. This is the Muslims. This is how the Muslims do out here. Come on,
so let's keep going.
Huh?
Say the final thing, like leave this Saturday in the door.
Oh, outside or right here? Oh yeah, brothers and sisters, just by the way, meet us on Saturday. You know, we're gonna start our program off at 10 o'clock in the morning at the World Trade Center. You know, we're going to be in that area from like 7 o'clock, having coffee, breakfast, ironing out the wrinkles and plan for what we have to do and putting our logistics and stuff together. But we're meeting in the World Trade Center area just to talk about the sentiment and deliver a message to the Muslims about responsibility. See, we're moving on from that point and we're going up to Times Square, 2 o'clock. We're going to Times Square at 12 o'clock.
You're going to post all the information up.
Oh yeah, just hit that QR code and you get all the other information will be there. So that's Saturday morning, all day Saturday, and then ending up at the Barclays Center that evening at 6 o'clock. Be there, get the information, scan that QR code, and we'll see you there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.